Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now it's Atlanta over here, and if you may notice, the room looks a little light. We have Portia out in LA doing the weirdest episode of To Catch a Predator ever.
Help!
I brought this Zima and these chocolate chip cookies.
How y'all doing over there?
Oh my God, this is like the best day of my life. Did you guys know that Portia's ticklish?
Guys, y'all gotta help me. How did this happen? I need to zap myself back in Atlanta, like right now.
Well, we got big things popping. I'm gonna be hanging out on the red carpet for the season premiere of Atlanta, and you're not gonna wanna miss that. But first, Ryan Seacrest is the latest high profile figure to be accused of sexual harassment. Now, a former E! News stylist says that she, and I repeat she, endured years of sexual aggression by him. An accusation that Ryan has adamantly denied.
Of course he denied it. I mean, why she waited so long? Everybody else came out. Now she coming out.
So now that leaves E! In kind of a tough spot because the Oscars are coming up this weekend and Ryan is set to host the red carpet like he always does.
He sure is.
So who steps up? Everybody was wondering if he would still do it. And this morning on Live with Kelly and Ryan, Kelly helped to confirm that he'll be there and offered up her support.
I just want you to know that you are a privilege to work with and I adore you. And I'm speaking on behalf of... What an easy, professional, great person you are, and I feel very, very lucky to work with you each and every day. And we all do. We all do.
You are happiness.
Your happiness.
Your happiness wrapped in chocolate, so there.
What y'all think?
I mean, that was really sweet of her, but...
If he did, he needs to step down.
She hasn't been knowing him for that long, and you never know.
See Ryan's eyes, though? They were all puffy. Like, he'd been crying a lot.
Yeah. It's been bothering him, it looks like.
So Jennifer Lawrence just went on the Howard Stern show, and she was asked what she thought. And first she said she couldn't imagine Ryan being sexual. But she doesn't want to be the judge and jury, because, like, no one wants to, right? Then she was asked if she planned on stopping for him on the red carpet, and she said she wasn't sure because she has a few issues with E. First of how mean the fashion police was, and they could be, you know, really aggressive about women and their bodies. And number two, the pay inequality when it came to Kat Sattler, and then that is this.
Oh, my. Yeah, but Ms. Lawrence was wrong, though, baby. She said she didn't know it was sexual. Nah, she was trying to say something right there, baby.
No, but you,
that ain't cute.
She said she can't picture him sexual.
I used to actually work with Ryan Seacrest. I was doing mornings, and he was doing afternoons at a radio gig. Mm-hmm. And this is back when the Falcons and the Broncos went to the Super Bowl. And so him being from Atlanta, and I just moved to L.A. from Denver, he wanted to make a little bet, a little fun wager on the air. And so he's like, all right, whoever loses has to get on a sign, a billboard, on Sunset and dance in their underwear. And that was his idea. So he does have a fun little weird kinky side, and he lost. You remember the Broncos won? Sorry, Atlanta.
Yeah.
But the Broncos won.
So did he do it?
Yes. He had to show me footage. Now, this is before everyone had cameras, because this would be out there. Mm-hmm. I don't have the footage. Ryan had it to show me that he did. And he got up on a billboard in leopard print, like bikini underwear, and danced around. So, I mean, he does have a weird little kinky side. It was his idea.
Did he only send the video to you, Frank?
And his hair and a stylist.
I think it was just you.
It was just me. It was just me.
It wasn't a group chat, honey.
I didn't save it. I didn't save it. Or did I?
Yeah.
Well, moving on, we all remember the safari penis pic that broke the internet this week.
Yes!
Right.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
Well, he just went on The Breakfast Club and owned up to it, saying that it is him. It came from his Snapchat, but he never intended for it to get out.
So you DM'd somebody in Snap.
No, that? I didn't send that to somebody in Snap. Like, you know, sometimes you make a snap and then you save it and keep it.
Nah, we
why
don't do that,
bro.
Why
would you save and keep that?
Nah, sometimes, you know, you...
What why are you taking pictures of your meat?
First of all, I didn't take a picture of my meat. I took a picture of myself.
With your meat
with
in
your
it.
Meat in it.
That is his.
I be work. Look. I be working my, you know, the V.
Yeah. I got one of those.
All right. So I be working that hard.
I have one.
So
of those.
I just wanted to make sure that my joint is like popping.
Then why are you doing it on Snapchat? You go for the filter? You wanted a better filter?
Nah. I just feel like it was they camera's different.
If I had Safari's stuff. Mm-hmm. I'd be Snapchatting it every 20 minutes. I mean, why do it now? Why not do it every 20 minutes?
I believe him. I believe that when people work out, they do take videos themselves, right? And he probably found the best angle and a great little filter to clean up any little blemishes. And of course, he just sent it.
Yeah, he doesn't have a V. It's like a capital Y.
And then also, here's the other thing. We don't care, Safari, okay? We already know you're thirsty as hell. We don't give a damn why. Just thank you for doing it. Just thank you, okay?
All right, Atlanta, we're going to say goodbye for now. But when we come back, Portia and I are going to be alone together.
No!
Keep her!
Goodbye.
Help!
Get over here. Where's the duct tape?
Later, y'all. All right, well, moving on, let's talk about Jamie Foxx, who is smooth as a fox because him and Katie Holmes have a little agreement about their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So recently, Jamie Foxx sat down to chat with SportsCenter, right? And he was asked about him and Katie's plans for Valentine's Day, and he got up and left the interview.
Yeah, that was not cute.
So shortly after that, a photographer asked about Katie and Jamie, and he responded, it's Black History Month. No white girls until March 1st.
Huh? What kind of mess is that?
Now, sources say Katie's friends thought the joke was inappropriate. Don't understand why Katie is still with Jamie if he refuses to acknowledge her.
Thank you.
And what they're saying is they have a agreement that they'll never talk about the relationship or each other in the press. So according to a source, Katie actually appreciated how Jamie handled the recent incidents because she felt like he was respecting the agreement.
I totally agree. They're totally protecting each other from the crazy life of being a celebrity.
Yeah, but still, if you're in love, honey, you express and show your love.
Oh, Gary, no, you don't. You do things to protect your loved ones. You don't put your business in the street.
We know about her and Tom.
Now, Gary, let's just say if you was dating a high-profile celebrity, like, per se, I don't know, a Safari.
Yeah.
You wouldn't talk about it.
Probably. I mean, it depends.
Oh, Gary, if you would swept off your feet and in love, you
because
would...
you wonder, world, people would wonder, why you got this glow? Why are you in this wheelchair? I want them to know because, honey, my friend just put it down.
Too much. You just... Oh, God.
Y'all need to change your opinion three times in that story.
Three times. Three whole times in that story.
I'll keep it secret. Now you gotta let people know.
Right. Well, y'all, John Legend is addressing the dad shamers.
Oh, really?
Yes, honey. Chrissy Teigen is always usually the one very vocal when it comes to shutting down the haters, while John usually chills and takes a seat back. But every once in a while, even John feels the need to speak up.
Wait, John Legend clapped back at somebody?
Well, John recently posted this photo of him and baby Luna walking down the street, and a fan criticized the photo, saying, "So tired of seeing them carrying her. She needs no legs then." So John told E.T. that the comment was hilarious and said, I think people kind of, they see one photo and they want to make judgments about how people live their lives. And I think the best advice for all of us is let parents be parents and don't criticize based on what you see on social media.
Exactly, because like, if he wasn't photoed with his kid on time, there'd be a whole bunch of people walking around.
Saying,
John Legend never spent no time with
his kid. He a bad father.
John Legend don't love that baby.
Exactly. While John took the mature approach, Chrissy couldn't help herself, honey. She responded and said, are you so tired of it? Does it make you so sad and upset? We are so sorry to make you, Queen Holland Meisner of the universe, sad and upset. What can we do for you to make it better, sweet angel?
So, like, do you ever get criticized for anything in social media? I know you always posted pictures with your pets and, you know.
Yeah, everybody has something to say about everything. Mm-hmm. And then the people that hate, my fans and followers come on and attack them, and I really don't have to say nothing.
They sick them for you.
Oh, my God, they sick them. The brat mob. Woo-hoo!
All right, well, moving on. Childish Gambino / Donald Glover is...
I love him.
Well, let me tell you something about him.
Oh, God.
We're going to get to talk to him.
He's not mad. What?
Well, I got to talk to him. On the red carpet. We'll tell you about it coming after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Girl Scout, y'all, about the name of Little Charity Joy has found a creative way to sell her Girl Scout cookies with a little help from Donald Glover.
Oh.
That man can sell anything.
Oh. Yes.
I'd buy.
You wanna order some before it's too late. We also got trifles and they taste great. Tag along, I'll make you feel fine.
That was so cute.
Oh,
you can't knock the hustle.
That song could sell anything.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Imagine if we use that to sell dish gear.
Go ahead, Head Crack.
Dish gear. We got Gary's tea in a mug, and he looks like this here.
Don't buy it, so don't waste your time.
Because you can want it. Oh, I got it. Ooh, yes, this. A lily, lily. Oh,
stay woke.
Baby, baby.
Don't you close your eyes.
Maybe it's just for cookies.
Yeah, we should leave it alone. Yes, okay, it's cool. Not for dish.
But anyway, y'all, this video, y'all, went viral. And, honey, when Donald Glover sat down with Stephen Colbert last night, he got a little surprise visitor.
What would you bring for him over there?
Girl Scout cookies.
It's the order form for the Girl Scout cookies. What are you thinking of getting over there, Donald?
Well, it says my cookie goal is 113. So I'll get
113. Yeah. She needs to get 113 more cookie orders?
Yeah, I'll take them all. You know what? I'll take them all.
Obviously Thin Mints.
Yeah, obviously Thin Mints. Those obviously are the best. Mints. You can put them in the refrigerator. I'll take them all. Well, which ones do you like the most? Which ones?
Thin Mints.
Oh, Thin Mints. Okay.
There, yeah, sure. Sure. Young lady has taste.
That was too cute. Mm. Ugh. They should have invited me.
Okay.
What would you have done?
I'd have ate some Thin Mints.
You like the Thin Mints?
And some Samoas.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Donald Glover, season 2 of Atlanta, a.k.a. Robin season, premieres tonight.
Woo!
And I had a chance to hit the red carpet and catch up with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Donald Glover. Pretty epic, brat.
And you didn't call me?
No, but he asked about you.
You know what? Tonight, I want you to stay woke. Don't you close your eyes.
Okay. Oh.
Hey, man, you gotta get up. What up? You staying?
Damn, is you the landlord or something?
Who is really most like their character on the show? Like, out of all the things that happen on the show, who are these things most likely to happen to in real life?
What
are
you looking for?
Keith, I guess.
Did you not want to say that?
If you say Keith, I would say Keith. Definitely Keith.
Robin season.
Everybody
got to
eat.
I mean, because, like, his presence on the show, I mean, it's just so him. Like, it's so not muscled. It's so natural. It's like, those things are just him. Like, when we all cut, that's him. So, he definitely reflects his character mostly from the show.
Yeah. And I definitely couldn't imagine that you guys would think that the season one would be as crazy as it was and be so well received. Does it make it harder to put the pen to the paper to write season 2?
I guess at the beginning, but like my brother, who's one of the writers, was like, the only person we really have to like live up to is like ourselves.
Right.
And we consider ourselves like Atlantans. So like, yeah, it's just like if we have a high bar, then we just have to live up to that.
Yeah, y'all keep rocking in the free world. Shout out to Zestos. I don't think anyone else has ever put Zestos on television. Y'all rock, yo.
Did he ask about me for real?
They might have edited that part out.
That's all right. After the break, Dr. Bobby Brown is diagnosing what killed Whitney Houston. Coming up. Welcome back.
Yay, we're back.
Oh, we got to bring it down a notch, Gary, because it's hard to believe that it's been 6 years since Whitney Houston passed away. Huh? And Bobby Brown just did an interview with Rolling Stone, and he was asked what he thought was the most misunderstood thing about her. He said, "I don't think she died from drugs."
Oh.
Then what was it?
He said, "She was really working hard on trying to be a sober person. And if anything, he believes she died from being brokenhearted."
I believe that, too. No, she was lonely.
And I see what he means by that whole dying of a broken heart part, because sometimes people turn to drugs because they have a broken heart.
Yeah.
A lot of people need things to numb that pain. So
exactly.
Like, when you're going through so much, you turn to that. So
exactly.
The broken heart was the source, the drugs was the byproduct and end result.
Well, he was also asked what advice he'd give to any artist whose career is starting to take off. He said, take your time. Don't rush through life with partying and like that. And just say no when somebody tries to give you drugs or anything. Just say no. I've been clean from narcotics for 15 years. When I think about it, it's like, damn. I wasted so much time doing something that's absolutely stupid.
It's been 15 years?
Since he's been sober.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. But he wasted more time than that. Yeah. Getting high.
So how do y'all get on drugs like that?
How do you?
I mean, because y'all entertainers, you know, y'all.
Not all entertainers get on drugs.
I'm not on drugs.
No, I know, but I'm just asking the question. How did that happen? Y'all working in a.
You know like what? That? It's so easy. Like I've been to, like when Gianni Versace was alive. Like we used to go to parties at his house in Miami, and they used to walk around with like trays, you know, trays with coke on it, and it's like a delicacy. It's like an hors d'oeuvre.
I mean, I'll be thinking about an outfit before I take some of my money and buy some drugs.
Well, I wish everybody else would think like you, Gary.
I'm just waiting for somebody to find you in your closet overdosed on clothes.
Right?
Overdosed, honey, with some clothes. Just
buried under a pair of Gucci shoes.
Like a little racket crushed his entire body. He's looking like the witch and a wizard of Oz. Feet.
Melting!
Hey, you guys want a great deal?
Of course.
Well, if so, I'm your pusher.
Uh-oh.
Today's deal is the iHome Kinetta K1 Bluetooth speaker and power bank for all you music lovers out there. Now, the near-field communication technology allows for instant Bluetooth setup. It has an integrated microphone, a talk and button as well, and a removable power bank that allows you to play music twice as long or to charge your smartphone on the go, because you know your phone about to die.
And I love it, and it's got a red bottom.
See? These just red bottoms, bloody radios.
Bloody tunes.
Bloody tunes.
Now, when you look at the quality, the ergonomic design.
Yo.
You're probably asking yourself, yo, Cracko, how much does this cost?
How much?
This normally could be as high as $150. For all y'all out there, it's only $39.
Woo!
$39.
Ooh, yeah, man. This is nice.
Your computer and go to morningsave.com right now and get your speakers. After the break, Portia and Frank alone in a room in L.A.?
Oh, my God.
Somebody's going to get pregnant. Let's see how that goes. Stay tuned.
Be careful, P. Willie.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's finally the moment that America and I have been waiting for, 5 years in the making. Portia and Frank alone together.
Oh my God.
Is it everything you hope for?
You know what? He's just like Ricky. All that, oh, I want you, girl. I'm right here from Atlanta and nothing.
All right. I guess we'll have to remain friends.
Good friends.
Speaking of good friends, John Stamos got married last month.
Congratulations.
And, yeah, surrounded by all of his friends, but some of his good friends didn't show up. Lori Loughlin, who was his fake wife on Full House, he invited her, I guess, and she didn't show up. Instead, she went to the Super Bowl.
Well, okay, that's...
It's the Super Bowl.
Let's say me. We've been working together now, what would we say, like 5 years,
yes,
right?
Yes, we have.
And I'm getting married last minute. Would you come to my wedding instead of the Super Bowl?
I would tell you to come to the Super Bowl with me. I would pick you up outside. And go, anyone have anything to say about this wedding? Come with me, Portia. No. We're going to the big game.
Oh,
and
no.
Then you run into my arms. We take off together.
Frank, you're still being creepy. See, guys, this is a problem.
After sex, you're dumping a whole Gatorade jug on me and stuff. I'm running around. I better get a ring for this.
Oh, this is creepy. Ooh. But kind of kinking.
You like that, huh?
Love it. Love it.
See, something's going to happen here, folks. Yeah. I already have a condom on. Don't worry.
Oh, gross.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.